putting definiteness of purpose to work. Making your subconscious work for you is only the first of many steps. You will not succeed if you cannot convince other people to cooperate with you, and if you do not live in accordance with strict standards. Those standards form the remainder of this book. But let's assume you have developed the necessary definiteness of purpose. You are now likely to ask an obvious question. Where do I get the resources to implement my plan? The first step from poverty to riches is the most difficult. The key is to realize that all the riches and all the material goods that you acquire through your own efforts begin with your having a clear, concise picture of what you seek. When that picture grows to be an obsession with you, you will find that your every action leads you toward its acquisition. Andrew Carnegie's life again provides an excellent example. Once he knew he wanted to make steel, he fed that desire until it was the driving force in his life. He then turned to a friend, similarly broke but smart enough to recognize the value of his idea. Because he was impressed by the power of Carnegie's obsession, the friend joined forces with Carnegie. Their combined enthusiasm was sufficient to convince two others. These four people became the nucleus of Carnegie's empire. They formed a mastermind group, the subject of the next chapter. Together, they were able to find the capital necessary to pursue Carnegie's obsession, and each of them made a vast fortune as a result. It was not sheer hard work that made these men successful. You probably know several people who work as hard as you do at anything they try, perhaps even harder than you, and are never successful. Education isn't the reason either. Sam Walton never won a Rhodes Scholarship, but he made more money than anyone who ever studied at Oxford. Great success is the result of one's understanding and using a positive mental attitude, PMA. Your mental attitude gives power to everything you do. Having a positive mental attitude means that your actions and thoughts further your ends. Having a negative mental attitude means that you are constantly undermining your own efforts. As you build your desire into an obsession and develop definiteness of purpose, you will also build and develop your positive mental attitude. It would be foolish to suppose that having developed your definiteness of purpose and PMA, you will immediately find that you have the resources you need. The speed at which you acquire these will depend on the size of your needs and on the control you exercise to keep your mind free of fear, doubt, and self-imposed limitations. If you need $10,000 for your definite major purpose, you may be able to marshal it in a few days or even hours by impressing others with the quality of your enthusiasm and vision. If you require $1,000,000, it's likely to take longer. An important variable in this process is just exactly what it is you offer in exchange for that $10,000 or $1,000,000. The time required to deliver the service or the equivalent value you intend to supply is also significant. You must be clear about what it is that you will give before you can expect to get in return.